Thank you for listening to Enabled this week. Through the years, there have been songs that have inspired you. I am sure of that. Some may have helped you celebrate the joy in your life. Others may have helped you when you were feeling down and they lifted you up. This week, we are going to listen to the lyrics. I found a blog written by a young British woman who is blind. In the part I'll share with you, she explains how certain song lyrics have helped her to love her disability. The information came from a website called lifeofablindgirl.com, and she says, "Welcome to the Life of a Blind Girl, my little corner on the internet." So who am I? My name is Holly Tuke, and I am a 24-year-old Yorkshire lass. That's over in England. She's a Yorkshire lass and a York St. John University graduate. I am a lover of pop music, beauty, fashion, and all the usual girly stuff. You can usually find me at a concert. I probably go to way too many, spending too much time on the internet, or reading a good book. I am registered blind due to a condition called retinopathy of prematurity. I can only see light and dark, so I have no useful vision. As cliche as it sounds, my visual impairment has helped shape me into the person I am today and given me so many opportunities which inspired me to start this blog. This part of it is titled 14 Songs That Helped Me to Love My Disability. She says, "It's no secret that I am a huge music fan. I love going to concerts, especially to see my favorite bands and artists live. Playing the flute was such a huge part of my childhood and teenage years, and there's not a day that goes by where I don't listen to music, whether it's on the radio or blasting my favorite tunes. Delving deeper, music is a huge part of my life. Hand on my heart, I can say that it's helped me a lot with my disability. I haven't always been the most confident person, and I most certainly went on my own journey of acceptance with my disability. As well as the support of my friends and family, music has always guided me through the tough times and picked me up when I've needed it. It's given me motivation, determination, and strength whenever I've needed it the most. There are some songs that have helped me learn to love my disability, songs that have inspired me and never fail to motivate me. So I thought that I would share those with you, the songs that hold a special place in my heart, the ones that truly mean a lot to me and that I can relate to in some way. This posting is something a bit different. But by sharing a few of the songs that have helped me over the years, I hope that they may also help others. There is a saying, when words fail, music speaks. I think that's true. So here are the songs that have helped me learn to love my disability, ones that inspire me. And once again, the title of this is 14 Songs That Helped Me to Love My Disability. The first one is by an artist called Jessie J, and the title is Who You Are. There's no doubt about it, this is my all-time favorite song. I've supported Jessie since her YouTube days, and when I heard this song, I instantly fell in love with it because of the lyrics. Lyrics such as, "Seeing is deceiving, dreaming is believing, it's okay not to be okay." Lyrics like this have stuck with me. One of the most important lyrics for me is when she says, "Just be true to who you are." That lyric is something that I have stood by ever since. Through that song, I felt like Jessie was telling me that it's okay to have a disability, and it may define me in many ways, but I'm also so much more than my disability, so I shouldn't be anyone but myself. I should embrace my disability because it's part of who I am, and there's nothing wrong with that. But most importantly, it's okay to have down days. The part that says, "Seeing is deceiving," is also a lyric that's rather special to me because of my vision impairment, and I'm able to interpret it in my own unique way. Another song by Shawn Mendes is titled "Never Be Alone." This song, to me, is like a hug. No matter what you're going through, you are never alone. It made me realize that just because I have a disability, I'm not on my own, and there are people that love me for who I am. No matter how you are feeling, there is always someone there, and you are never alone. Now, a note from me here. Usually she picks a lyric and quotes it in these sections. She didn't in this time, so I'm adding one that I found in the lyrics. The lyrics that I found that are interesting say, "Take a piece of my heart and make it all your own. So when we are apart, you'll never be alone." Shawn Mendes, Never Be Alone. The next artist is Alessia Cara, and her song is Scars to You're Beautiful. We all have things about us that we don't like, certain things we'd like to change, but this song tells you to embrace that and love yourself. Love the way you look and be proud of who you are. It reminds me that I should be proud of my disability and be proud of the person I am. The lyric that says, "You should know you're beautiful just the way you are." This is something that I think we should all remember. And that, again, the artist was Alessia Cara, Scars to You're Beautiful. Next, we go back to the artist Jessie J. Her song is Stand Up. This song gave me the motivation to succeed and achieve the things I want to, despite having a disability. Some of the people may think that a disability is a barrier to success, but that's not true at all, so don't let their ideas define your future. We should all strive for happiness, to succeed and achieve. And this lyric I found in the song that was good, "And if you don't reach for the moon, you can't follow the stars." This is from Jessie J in the song Stand Up. Next, Shawn Mendes, A Little Too Much. In life, it's almost inevitable that we all go through moments when we feel like things are getting too much, and we can often feel overwhelmed. This song is a reminder that we all have those times, but we have to remember that things will work out, and we will get through it. It's okay to feel like things are overwhelming. It's okay to feel the pressure. It's okay to cry. And it's 100% okay to talk about it and let it all out. Having a disability means that we often face obstacles and countless barriers. So this song is a reminder to never give up and don't stop fighting for the things we are entitled to. And a quote from that song, "Sometimes it all gets a little too much, but if you've got to realize that soon the fog will clear up." That was from Shawn Mendes, A Little Too Much. The next one, Jessie J, her song is Harder We Fall. This song was released while I was in the middle of my A-level exams at a time when I was applying for university admission, and I didn't really know what career path I wanted to go down. I'm not ashamed to admit that my A-levels weren't a good time for me. I wasn't happy with various aspects of them, from not embracing my disability to feeling rather isolated from my year group and struggling with self-confidence. It's a reminder that we all go on the wrong path sometimes, and even if things don't go the way we want them to, we just try again because we will eventually get on the right path. It's a reminder to never stop striving for success and happiness. And the lyric that I chose for you out of this song, "So whatever path we choose to take, there will be highs and there will be lows the same. Oh, we'll never run from our mistakes. The harder we fall, the harder we try." This is a song from Jessie J titled Harder We Fall. The next one comes from Ariana Grande, and it's titled Get Well Soon. And she says, "This is such a personal song for Ariana, but the lyrics are so meaningful. It's a reminder that we need to be there for each other, and it has a message of hope and support, no matter what you're going through or what you're facing. It's a message of positivity, which we all need at times." And for this one, I found a quote for you. "One of those days you had enough. I'll be there. If it ain't one thing, it's another. When you need someone to pull you out of the bubble, I'll be right there just to hug you. I'll be there." And this is from Ariana Grande, Get Well Soon. Next, we go back to Jessie J, and the title of the song is Masterpiece. This song resonates with me, she says, because it's primarily about living up to a potential. We may compare ourselves to others, but it's all about being yourself, living your own dreams, and going at your own pace. As a disabled person, I am often called an inspiration. I found myself being compared to other disabled people, those who have achieved or doing things that I haven't, but I'm on my own journey. I'm achieving my own things, and that is important to remember. And a quote from this song, I am still perfectly incomplete. I am still working on my masterpiece. This is one of the lyrics that I think we can all relate to. I've met many people who haven't looked beyond my disability. So the lyric that says, those who mind don't matter. Those who matter don't mind. This most definitely reflects this, and it's something that has stuck with me ever since. Surrounding yourself with people who love you for the person you are is key. This is a song from Jessie J, and it's titled Masterpiece. Next, we go back to a song from Shawn Mendes. This one is called Hold On. And she says, the lyrics to this song are incredible. We all go through times and have moments when we want to just give up. But no matter how hard things get, we've got to just keep going and get through it. We are stronger than we think. And the lyric I chose from the song reads, I don't know what you're going through, but there's so much life ahead of you. And it won't slow down no matter what you do, so you just gotta hold on. And this song was from Shawn Mendes, and its title is Hold On. The next one she picks is from Ed Sheeran, and the title is called Save Myself. The final lyric in this song says it all, really. And before I love someone else, I've got to love myself. It means that loving ourselves is the most important thing. For me, it meant learning to love the person I am, including my disability. And again, this is Ed Sheeran's song called Save Myself. Next, moving on to Jessie J again with her song Easy on Me. We all put pressure on ourselves, whether it's to get good grades, to look a certain way, or to achieve our goals. We all do it at some point. As a disabled person, I have found myself comparing myself to other disabled people doing the same or similar things. But in reality, we all need to take a step back and go easy on ourselves. We can often be our own worst critics, but we are probably doing absolutely fine and putting too much pressure on ourselves. Jesse's Rose album, that's R-O-S-E, Jesse's Rose album is an album of growth, love, not giving up, and acceptance, which her music has helped me with. For me, this song always reminds me that I am doing okay in life and to go easy on myself. And the lyric from that song says, be patient while I grow. I want to try. I won't always get it right. But I need you to know to go easy on me. Go easy. Go easy on me. This is from Jessie J. The next song is Shawn Mendes, and the song is In My Blood. This is the motivational anthem we all need. The first time I heard this song, I instantly fell in love with it. The message that Shawn portrays in this song is something that I think we all need at times. This song is a constant reminder to never give up, no matter what, no matter how hard things give. The song opens with the lyrics, "Help me." It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. And once again, this was Shawn Mendes, and the song is titled In My Blood. Next, the singer is JLS, and the song is Hold Me Down. This song basically says, no matter what, nothing can stop you from achieving and getting to where you want to be in life. In terms of my disability, I really think this song has helped me defy the expectations and get to where I want to be. Here's a quote from the song, there's obstacles in my life and I just can't seem to do right, but I keep trying. You know, you just can't hold me down. This is from JLS and it's titled Hold Me Down. The next song and the last one that she mentions is from Shawn Mendes and the title is Youth. This is such a powerful song with a very empowering message, and if you listen to the lyrics, then you will know exactly what I mean. The song is about the tragic events that are happening in the world, but I think it is one of those songs that stops us from what we're doing and makes us think. We will not be beaten by all the hate in the world, and the only thing that conquers hate is love. I have loved this song since it was released because I love the message behind it. It all really struck a chord with me when I heard it live back in April. In the middle of the song at the concert that I was at, Sean did a little speech which left me feeling inspired but also rather emotional. He said, these are his words, "No matter how old, no matter how young you are the people who have the power to change this world for the better." Well, the audience then sang the chorus of the song at the top of their lungs, and those words were, "You can't take my youth away. This soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away." That moment left me feeling on top of the world and like I can help create change for disabled people. I think that song has such a deep message and is a driving force. And once again, that was from Shawn Mendes, and the title of the song was just Youth. And she finishes her blog, in this case, by saying, "Those are the songs that have helped me to love my disability. Music is truly powerful, and it can help people in so many ways. As you can tell from this post, there are a lot of Jessie J and Shawn Mendes songs in my list, but I think that just shows how much of an impact a band or an artist can have on a person's life and how they can really help us. I've put together a Spotify playlist of the songs that mean a lot to me. To find this playlist, you can go to Spotify.com and search for the title Motivational Songs by Holly Tuke. The songs on that list give me some motivation when I need it. They are the songs that have really inspired me. Feel free to check it out if you're in need of a bit of motivation. This post is really personal to me and one that I know I'll look back on in the future, but I hope that it has helped others as well. If you need something to listen to get you back on track or to give you a bit of motivation, then why not give some of these songs a listen? For me, they really put everything into perspective. And once again, this is Holly Tuke, and she wrote a blog, and the address for her blog is lifeofablindgirl.com. Welcome to the Life of a Blind Girl, my little corner on the internet, Holly Tuke, T-U-K-E. She mentions in the very beginning of her post in this blog that she is blinded from retinopathy of prematurity. So I'm going to insert here a little blurb on retinopathy of prematurity, so you'll know a little bit about that. This information came from the website www.aao.org, which is the American Association of Ophthalmology. It was written by Kirsten Boyd, reviewed by Dr. Stephen Lipsky. What is retinopathy of prematurity? And this is abbreviated ROP. Retinopathy of prematurity is an eye disease in some premature babies who are born before 31 weeks. Now, as a reminder, a full-term pregnancy is about 38 to 42 weeks. These are babies born before 31 weeks. It is a problem that affects the tissue at the back of the eye called the retina. As you know, the retina senses light and sends signals to the brain so you can see. With ROP, retinopathy of prematurity, unwanted blood vessels grow on the baby's retina. These blood vessels can cause serious eye and vision problems later. ROP can go away on its own as the infant grows. If it does not go away, however, it needs to be treated. Otherwise, the child can have severe vision loss or even go blind. The causes of retinopathy of prematurity. Doctors do not know for sure what causes retinopathy of prematurity. Blood vessels in the eyes normally finish developing a few weeks before birth. An infant who is born early is exposed to many different things: medicine, oxygen, bright lights, or temperature changes might affect how an eye's blood vessels develop. So here are some things that doctors think might contribute to ROP: a low birth weight, how early a baby is born, or giving the infant extra oxygen after birth. They've discovered that Caucasian or white babies are more likely to get ROP than babies who are African American. Premature infants are also more likely to get ROP if they have other health problems, and these health problems might include anemia, which is a low level of iron in the blood, or if they might have not enough vitamin E or breathing problems. The diagnosis and treatment for ROP. Shortly after birth, all premature babies should be checked for retinopathy of prematurity. An ophthalmologist can examine the infant's eyes while they are still in the hospital. However, ROP might not be visible until several weeks after birth. So premature babies at risk for ROP are usually checked by an ophthalmologist at 4 to 6 weeks after birth. How is ROP treated? Well, at first, an ophthalmologist may just monitor the ROP to see if it goes away on its own. If abnormal blood vessels continue to grow, the infant's eyes must be treated. The ophthalmologist may treat ROP in one or more of the following ways. The first one they mention is a laser treatment where they use a laser to burn away the edge of the retina. The next treatment mentioned is a freezing treatment or cryotherapy. This is when the surgeon uses a freezing cold instrument to destroy parts of the retina. And both of these treatments target very specific parts of the retina to try to stop abnormal blood vessel growth. And it's good to know that research is underway for medications for ROP. These are drugs that are injected into the eye to stop unwanted blood vessel growth. As babies with ROP grow, they need to be checked regularly by an ophthalmologist for vision problems. Having ROP can lead to being nearsighted or having a detached retina, lazy eye, or misaligned eyes. It also increases the risk of having glaucoma, or, as they said back in the introduction to this piece, the child can go blind. And once again, this is called retinopathy of prematurity. It's abbreviated ROP. Next, we have a section called, an article called History in Nursery Rhymes. This is just one section of that article. It's about the song Three Blind Mice. This is posted in a blog called ArtLark, ArtLark.org. The writers describe the blog by saying, ArtLark is a work in progress. Its creators are art historians who met while completing their doctorates, and they dreamed up this project. The idea for the blog is quite simple. Write one article each day celebrating important happenings in the history of culture. So this day that they're celebrating is actually the 12th of October in 1609. The popular children's nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice, was published in London, October 12, 1609. A version of this rhyme, together with music, was published in a publication called Deuteromelia in 1609. The editor was Thomas Ravenscroft, who lived from 1582 to 1635. Still a teenager at the time of its publication. Well, London life in the 1600s was hard for everyone. The capital, London, was a stinky, dark city, plagued by smog, disease, and darkness, its streets packed with heavy traffic jams of horse carts and wagons, an abundance of beggars and street traders. Ravenscroft, now, the man who published this Three Blind Mice, was a musician, a theorist, and an editor, but was mainly busy recording oral traditions off the streets of London. He would look for rounds and catches, street cries, vendor songs, freemen songs, and other anonymous pieces of music, which he compiled into folk music collections. One of the pieces he is supposed to have come across in 1609 was the rhyme of the Three Blind Mice, which only entered children's literature in 1842, when it was published in J.O. Halliwell's collection called The Nursery Rhymes of England. Now, just as a refresher, it goes something like this. Three blind mice, three blind mice, see how they run. Well, maybe I better quit right now, but you know, they all ran after that farmer's wife, who proceeded to cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Well, it's speculated that the origin of the tale of these unfortunate mice came from the cruel Catholic Queen Mary I. She was also known as Bloody Mary, one of Henry VIII's surviving legitimate children. She was known for her merciless hounding of the Protestants. The dark humor of the episode captured in these verses might relate to Mary's execution of three leading Protestant bishops. They were also known as the Oxford Martyrs. Their last names were Ridley, Latimer, and Cranmer. They were actually burned at the stake, not blinded per se. The Baring Goulds pointed out in a book called The Annotated Mother Goose, Nursery Rhymes Old and New, published in 1962, that the mice's blindness could be interpreted as faithlessness, alluding to their Protestantism and their rejection of Catholicism. Three blind mice. The bishops were tried for heresy in 1555 and burned alive for their religious beliefs and teachings. They were tried at University Church of St. Mary in Oxford, imprisoned, and burnt at the stake just outside the city walls. Latimer and Ridley were burnt on the 16th of October in 1555, while the third mouse, the third bishop, Cranmer, was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He was burnt 5 months later. Although these happenings occurred a good half century before the rhyme was recorded, could the trials of the three clergymen really have been transmitted by word of mouth and survived till the present day? Whether this is true or not, it does make for a good story, and to some extent satisfies our curiosity about the origins of this darkly comic riddle, Three Blind Mice. To end the program, I have a quote for you to think about. Well, it's not actually a quote, and it's not really the lyrics of a song like the topic today. It's a poem, a very old, short narrative poem. It's called Blindness by Charles Lamb. In a stagecoach where late I chanced to be, a little quiet girl my notice caught. I saw she looked at nothing by the way, her mind seemed busy on some childish thought. I, with an old man's courtesy, addressed the child and called her pretty dark-eyed maid, and bid her turn those pretty eyes and see the wide, extended prospect. Sir, she said, I cannot see the prospect. I am blind. Never did the tongue of child utter a sound so mournful as her words fell on my ear. Her mother then related how she found her child was sightless. On a fine, bright day, she saw her lay her needlework aside. And, as on such occasions mothers will, for leaving off her work began to chide. I'll do it when 'tis daylight, if you please. I cannot work, Mamma, now it's night. The sun shone bright upon her when she spoke, and yet her eyes received no ray of light. This was the poem Blindness, written by Charles Lamb, who lived from 1775 to 1834. He was an English essayist, poet, and antiquarian. He was friends with such literary luminaries as Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Robert Southey, William Wordsworth, and William Hazlitt. Lamb, Charles Lamb, was at the center of a major literary circle in England. He has been referred to by E.V. Lucas, his biographer, as the most lovable figure in English literature. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week.